This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to For This I Bow My Knees with Tracy Frederick.
Hi, my name is Tracy Frederick, and I'm a Reformed control freak. Well, I'm sure when my husband hears that word, not control, but me referring to myself as Reformed control freak, he will laugh. So let's say I'm a work in progress. Maybe a repentant control freak, repenting of fighting to take control when it isn't mine to take. I think most of us, and I believe that women are the worst. Sorry, but I do. I believe that we're the worst or the best in trying to take control of our world, other people, situations, to make things come out the way we think they should or the way we want them to turn out. Because we know better, right? We know how things should go down and how the situation would work out best for everyone. This instinct really clicks in when I see something that I think is or may go terribly wrong. I just want to make it right, you know? And lately, with all of the craziness, that instinct has been on high alert, if you know what I mean. I mean, it just seems right now that everything is just wacko or out of control. And so when I find myself in the clutches, no pun intended, of clenching tight onto my control stick, I always end up doing something really stupid. So after I freak out and try to control everything and everyone in my life and nothing is working, I look for something to help me hold on to my peace. And it seems like I always find myself walking through those gardens again. In my mind, that is, both of them, where everything began, life in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, and the plan, Genesis chapter 3:15, that brought us to the other garden, when Christ began his walk to the cross. And I was looking around those gardens, and I was searching for answers to my control frustrations, and I noticed something, a small detail that became incredibly important to holding on to my sense of peace and putting my control freakishness in place. It was an ear, that ear on the ground in the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, the gospel accounts, the first four books of the Bible, they give us the life of Christ and his death. Now, admittedly, all have a little different perspective, but what is interesting is that ear, you see, it's mentioned in all four gospels, that little ear. Matthew chapter 26, verse 51, Mark chapter 14, verse 47, Luke chapter 22, verse 50, John chapter 18, verse 10. It's there every time, that ear. You see, Jesus had been praying, and he had brought three of the apostles with him to pray, Peter, James, and John. Now, when the time was ready, an army of men armed with swords and clubs showed up to capture Jesus, and Judas led the way. Judas walked up, he kissed Jesus, identifying him as the one that they were after. And then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. That must have been a tense moment. Peter having drawn blood first, the crowd of officers and guards. I don't know, but if it were me, I would expect an all-out bloody battle to start when they saw the ear fall to the ground. But Jesus said to Peter, "Stop." And then he turned to Malchus and said, "Permit me even this." And he touched his ear and healed him. And it was over, and the ear was fine. Now, isn't it interesting that Peter, the only disciple who promised that he would die for Christ, fight to the death, was brought to this place to witness this final miracle that Jesus did on this earth, to undo this act of trying to take control of the situation that they were in. I mean, it's interesting in one way because Peter and the other two had been told to bring two swords with them, Luke chapter 22, verse 38. But when he used the sword, when Peter used the sword to protect his master, he saw Jesus kindly ask Malchus permission to heal him. He admonished Peter, his servant, and Jesus was kind to one of the people arresting him. Isn't that strange? But not so much when you consider that it wasn't Peter's place to cut off that ear. It wasn't Peter's fight. It wasn't Peter's situation to control. It was Jesus' battle. And he reminded Peter of that. He reminded Peter that he is God. Jesus said to him, "Put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels?" Matthew chapter 25, verse 53. Peter was a good guy. He had a great heart. I mean, Peter was one of the three chosen to accompany Jesus to the garden, asked to watch and pray for Jesus, the Son of God. Peter was a good guy. He just wanted control. He wanted to make it all turn out okay. He just didn't understand what okay was, that there was a bigger, more important battle Christ was fighting. Now, that final miracle done for everyone in that garden to see, well, it was a simple act of compassion, mercy, but it was an act of control. You know, there are a lot of hard things that we have to deal with, and I'm a control freak, a repentant one, but I forget that too often. Because I think we still too often find ourselves with the sword in our hand ready to fight or slice off an ear like Peter. So I have to stop and I have to go back to the gardens and remember that when Jesus healed the ear of the servant, remember when Jesus chose to not call down 12 legions of angels. It isn't our job or our responsibility to make things happen. It is our responsibility to serve the one who is in control, to lay down our sword and to pick up our cross and just follow, not lead. And it is for this that I bow my knees.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting us at bywaymedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.